sacrifice. When it comes to putting in the long hours, we do not mind. Why? Because we are as technology, the way to a better tomorrow.
When you absolutely don't care where it came from, and you don't mind stuffing it in your mouth, think Stuffer Shack.
Hello, and welcome to the most fair and balanced news source on the Matrix. We are part of the community's United News Network, and my name is Opti. Welcome to the Anti-Anarchist Podcast. As always, I would first like to give a shout-out to our new corporate sponsors before we begin.
Crime. It's everywhere. In your cities, neighborhoods, and homes. Anyone can be a victim. At Lone Star Security Services, we are committed to taking the community back from criminals. With our community outreach programs and state-of-the-art crime analysis and prediction software, we utilize not just our officers, but also security-minded members of the community to keep everyone safe. If you're interested in starting a neighborhood watch, please contact your local Lone Star office and speak with our public relations representative. Be part of the solution with Lone Star Security Services.
What is AS Technology? When you get to the heart of the matter, we are a company based on sacrifice. Every employee works to his or her utmost every day to bring you the products you need and want. No effort is too great, no challenge too much. AS Technology, the way to a better tomorrow.
Now on to some of our beloved fan questions. Dear Opti, Henry G. Chavez writes, Dear Opti, hope all is well. Now tell me, how did it feel to have Ares breathing down your neck? Good thing you stopped your rundown on the Big Ten, else bigger bads would be coming. Have a fun one. Hi Henry, I always have fun, especially now that I'm free of all the garbage of neo-anarchy. Seriously, is that even an ethos? Anyway, what makes you think Ares was breathing down my neck? I mean, I'm pretty insignificant in the face of a major global employer such as Ares, and I really have never had anything but good relationships with them. In fact, we may be working out a deal to plug the new Alpha model on my show soon enough. Look, you know, these guys are really big, and they didn't get there by being total scumbags. A couple million happily employed people can't be wrong, right? But really, in the end, to your second point, I agree. You know, there's no point in going after a corporation with slander and lies. It's only going to burn bridges in the future. Besides, what's wrong with wanting to make a few new yen these days? Anyway, here's another question from Igantinos. He asks, Dear Opti, I am currently trapped in a foundation with an AI and a dissonance technomancer. What do I do? Trapped in a foundation? Sounds like you need some construction workers to pull you free. How'd you get stuck there, anyway? Not looking where you're going around a job site? AI and dissonance. I think I misunderstood here. Sorry about that, Igantinos. Look, if I were you, take a break. It sounds like way too many late nights up playing Miracle Shooter. Listen, go home and get some rest. Tomorrow, get up, go to work, and try not even to think about all your AR games. To me, it sounds like you're getting a little too involved with it. And too much of anything can always be a bad thing. You know, if it still bothers you in a week, go see somebody about it. I care about you, Igantinos. I don't want to see you wasting your life away on some Tritio game when you can be out there making a difference in a marketing job. Look, just remember, my good chum, AIs don't exist, and what it doesn't exist, it can't hurt you. Putt Dog asks, Dear Opti, do fish get thirsty? Well, you know, I learned long ago that you can't put saltwater fish in a freshwater tank, or was it the other way around? Anyway, it's not good for the fish, despite being surrounded by water, so I think, yes, right? You know, those are the kinds of questions that need answering in the biodrone field. I hear that Mitsuhama may be looking for some experts in there. Maybe you should ring them up, see if they got an opening. Might just be up your alley. You can hear it now, Putt Dog, the biodrone designer. And we'll see what happens. Anyway, Last question. Dear Opti, boxers or briefs? From Ivan Paramore. Classic question, Ivan. Boxers and briefs. You know what, though? I'd always say a little of both. And with the new Leyline boxer briefs from Muzing, you can always count on your assets being arranged in the right place for maximum energy flow. Don't be caught with your pants down. Give them a try. Anyway, that's all. Thank you so much for your questions. Now, another word from our sponsors.
Hello. I'm Tom Terror. But you can call me just Terror. You might remember me from such trids as The Super Heist, The Super Job, and The Super Heist 2. In my trids, I can't miss a shot. And you know what? I can't miss in real life either. Why? Because when I shoot, on or off the set, I use Eddies. Never miss. You cost made. Eddies.
What is a better tomorrow? It is the sunny path we at S Technology are taking. It is the path to bring you happiness and products to you. No sacrifice is too great. S Technology.
Welcome back, little ones. On today's episode, I would like to discuss some of our opposition to the so-called neo-anarchism in the Sixth World. First, I'd like to say this. Anarchism is possible. It can work. In fact, it's even a real possibility. Yet, it's not desirable. It's a threat and something we should fear and be ever vigilant about. In the Sixth World, it is the corporations, or in some cases the states, that is the first, only, and ideal outworking of proper community and allegiance. We don't deny that. We don't deny we could operate without corporations or nations. In fact, most history bears this out. But most of history is dark, desolate, hate-filled morass. In the times we find ourselves in, the first duty of a corporate or national citizen is to defend its home, corp, or nation, whether from physical threats or mental or ideological ones. We consider it high treason to advocate their abolition or even oppose it. The problem with anarchism is that it opposes itself. Those corporations and nations are not the big bad guys. Corporations and nations are the people that belong to them. The bureaucracies that exist within them are not the corporations in themselves. The bureaucracies exist only to serve the people in the most efficient ways possible. They, like you, are servants to the greatest possible ideal. Each other. Our militaries and even unpopular laws are the very things that make real, honest life possible. And without them, we would descend into the terror and malcontent that ruled us when we were still lived in trees before our evolved selves grew the brain power and the courage to step down and take over a nation, take over nature, as fate intended. Universal peace, in fact, is only a dream, not even a good dream. We must be free to compete by all means necessary and become the best versions of ourselves by honoring that which has given you life. Do you not value what you value because of your upbringing? Don't be ashamed that you live better than others. Embrace it and indulge it as your right. Don't let the lazy or unworthy speak to you as if you were wrong. Don't let them speak to you at all. You are as high above them as the sun is to the inferior moon. You exist for yourself, for corp and country. The anarchist, of course, sees this all as nonsense. They see you as nonsense. They forgive the crudeness, dreck where they eat, and standing against you. They stand against themselves. They should be together in unity with you, instead stand against the very things that make you worthy. The fact is that it is important to root out and destroy such menaces. For every anarchist that exists, there will be two more. And this cancerous growth will erode the patriotism that acts as the commonly decent glue holding our way of life together. You know, in fact, anarchism, contrary to popular belief, is a direct menace, not just a philosophical one. It is not just what the anarchists do, but rather anarchism itself that is evil. The fact is that unless we are angry and vigilant against this creeping evil, our society that we have built together cannot last. These anarchists that reject the borders of nations and reject our sovereignty of the brands and corporations that nurse them are traitors, and every bit as dangerous as Winter Night was. In fact, I would not be surprised if Winter Night and the anarchists are one and the same, under new management, as it were. Rejection of private, national, or corporate property and the rights therein is a crime. And it should be punished. Anyone who doesn't agree with that's a traitor. And no one wants a traitor. No one wants to be a traitor. Think of your children or other loved ones. You know how bad things can get when everyone acts on their own and for their own needs. We must band together and act for the common good of our father corporations and mother nations, rejecting our individual selfishness and giving everything we have to that which loves us enough to lead us and fight for us. frankly, as anyone can see, if anarchists were in any way to succeed in their mission of destroying all laws and having utter chaos, dictators would rise from the ashes to take power from the weak. That, where everyone would be socialists and communists, was history has shown to be a failure and evil in and of itself. These states and corporations can fall, and yet, if they do, no one will mourn more than these anarchists who brought it all about when they realized that it was the only golden age of the corps and nations that allowed them such freedoms to think and dream about the failed philosophies such as their anarchy. The nostalgia for a strong rule they once had will never leave them. So if you know, hear of, or suspect any anarchists near you, please let your supervisor know. Tell a law enforcement official, or let a corporation teacher know. We'll keep each other safe that way. Speaking of safety, you will of course recognize that you have benefited from our time together today, listening to the community's United News Network. The lovely musical ambiance for today's episode was composed by Marshall Parker and performed by Unanium 88. This was the Anti-Anarchist Podcast, and I'm your host, Opti, full of boundless hope for the way the world is going. Enjoy your comfort, little ones.